Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Stories of Success teleseminar series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the pay for placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings PR is the premier publicity expert in the country with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations as well as media everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Inc. Magazine, and leading business magazine, Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today, we have a very special guest with us, Peggy Hall, who has been called America's Ultimate Wellness Expert by Women's World Magazine. Peggy is a leading authority on mind, body, health, and wellness, and is an acclaimed yoga instructor, personal trainer, nutritional therapist, published author, and sought-after speaker. So thank you, Peggy, for being with us today.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you both.
Well, that's wonderful, and this is Annie here, and I wanted to introduce Stacey Amaral Kaufman. As many of those on the line know her as our wonderful and lovely radio director, and she runs our radio division here, and as you know, we focus on booking you on the top shows, the high-impact shows, the high-listenership shows in the top markets in the country, regional and nationally syndicated shows. So it is the number one radio campaign in the industry, and Stacey is responsible for creating this amazing opportunity for people to match their voice to media demand and to have the opportunity to share their message with millions. And that's really what our clients love, the opportunity to get out there and make a difference with their work. And Stacey Amaral Kaufman has over 10 years of public relations experience working with the national media, of course radio, lots of TV and print as well. She is part of our team and has spoken with me at dozens of seminars, including presentations for New York University and the American Society of Journalists and Authors, and of course at Harvard. So every day Stacey is on the front lines of PR, interacting and building relationships with the media to help people share their messages with millions, again, for the betterment of all. So welcome, Stacey. Thank you very much for being part of the call. And hello, Peggy Hall.
Hey, Annie.
Wonderful. We're so happy for you. I mean, recently you had a great experience. We sent you to Hollywood for a screen test. There was a group of executive producers who wanted to meet you. They're doing a nice new national TV show. And they asked Annie Jennings PR to provide the experts that they could consider for possible hosting of their own segments on the national show. So we sent Peggy Hall, and from there it's history because she got the part, guys. She was booked. She is now the new segment host of a new national TV show to debut, I guess, in the summer, or is it the fall, Peggy?
It'll be airing in September. Woohoo!
Yay! Yeah, airing in September. All right. So, Stacey, I'll tell you how it started on our end. So we get the call, mm-hmm. right, and they say they're looking for experts, and they give us some areas of expertise. And so I was talking to Stacey about this, and she goes, oh, we have to call Peggy Hall. So you were on the tip of Stacey's tongue. You really were. You're part of our company. We know who you are. We've worked with you for many, many years. Easy to work with, by the way. One of those clients that is very eager, very accessible, very willing to do things that further their career, even if, you know, you're not sure what it's going to lead to. You're just in it. You're in it to win it, I always like to say.
Well, that's absolutely true. Yes, it has been a few years. And I have to say something that just dawned on me. The way that I even found out about Annie Jennings PR, this is years ago. I wanted to pitch my own TV show. So I was doing some research on the internet,
wow.
And lo and behold, your information popped up. And I was like a hungry, I couldn't get enough of the information you had on your website. All of this free stuff that you were showing me, how to get my website set up, how to prepare for telephone interviews, which are different than, you know, live or on
true.
TV,
mm-hmm.
how to position myself, how to make sure I had all of the proper information on the website. I could not believe that you were giving away all of this information for free when other people were charging, I mean, thousands of dollars for media training. And I have to say, I've even paid, this was before I came across your stuff, I have paid in the past for both media training, I've paid for PR firms on a retainer, I've done some of the so-called pay for play, which didn't pay out.
And we're the originators of it, by the way, so we actually have it down to a science. We know what we're doing here.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's wonderful that I was coming to you guys with an idea for a TV show, and it was really only maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I did everything you recommended as far as the ladder strategy, starting with print media, getting to online stuff, doing radio, and here, lo and behold, it comes full circle, and the TV is calling us. I just can't get over it.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. You know, and what I really liked about you is that you were just willing to say yes. It seems every time we called you for something, because we knew you were a player, you wanted to play this game, and you understood the value of getting media assets. That is, media assets are top-level media credentials that you can leverage into certainty, into a certain amount of celebrity, and this is what people want to see. They want to see you're a player. See, people who are booking these high levels of media and these high levels of TV show hosts, and they want certainty that they're selecting an author or an expert that's going to show very well. That means they paid their dues. They're media savvy. They know what they're doing, and they're able to come on and actually carry a show or carry a segment. And that's what Peggy Hall managed to achieve. With all the PR that she did, she built up a level of experience, and it just shows itself over time. I always say, you know, it's very hard to be an overnight success, because the savvy that you learn over time just gels after a couple of years, and all of a sudden you really see yourself as an expert, and the media starts seeing you as an expert too. So creating a strong media bio is a process, and you know what one of my favorite quotes is that I always say, look, the time's going to pass anyway. Who remembers a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago? We all do. In many cases, it seems like it's just yesterday, right, Stacey? It's like time flies.
Mm-hmm.
And you
it
might
does.
As well have the time working for you
mm-hmm.
by building up your media bio, your history of success, because that plays very well. When big production companies are looking for experts, they're going to evaluate you. They're going to evaluate your site. They're going to evaluate your media, such as your MP3 audio recordings. They're going to evaluate your video performances, too. So that's why it's important to be very well-rounded, and hence the ladder strategy. The ladder strategy is designed to bring you in at your own level of expertise, whatever that is for you, and to quickly get you the media assets on a pay-for-placement basis that allow you to rise to your optimal levels of success as quickly as possible.
I couldn't believe, Annie, how one thing led to the other. Because I got the ABC radio gig from you guys, which, again, it's a national show. It's syndicated from coast to coast. You know, I am going on my 3rd year of being their featured health and wellness expert. We tape weekly. The air shows 2 to 3 times a week in little snippets, so there's wonderful opportunity for me to get my message out. And I truly believe that the Hollywood producers, that was a key for them. In fact, they said that, because I am going to be doing on TV exactly what I've been doing on the radio. And Stacey, one of the things you've always said, because I've listened to every single one of your video or audios and all of your training
right.
materials, you've always said, take your lump, so to speak. Learn the business on radio. You don't have to be camera ready. You can have note cards to read from. You can be prepared. A lot of the things are taped and then edited. So I kind of laugh at the very first audition that I was doing on radio. I didn't know that they were going to be airing it.
Oh.
But I actually was prepared thanks to you guys. I thought they were just going to chat with me and kind of do a pre-audition. We were taping, and that darn thing aired. And I was smart enough to actually record it myself so that I could listen to the playback. And I learned that there are certain ways that you speak on the radio that you don't in normal everyday conversation. You
right.
need to be alive and lively and draw pictures in people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that was a stepping stone. This is that ladder strategy. And now I'm going to be doing just what I do on the radio, the same idea, on live TV. And I have been preparing myself for this. So I'm ready. Hollywood, here I come.
Oh, yes, definitely Hollywood, here you come. And Stacey, remember
right.
when, I mean, we were doing radio for Peggy Hall, and mm-hmm. she did appear on the show, that they eventually, like, liked her and wanted to have her back. So what we do is, now this is how we expand you. Once we see an opening, we work it. We work it for you. So, Stacey, you can take it from there on how you managed to work this into a regular gig for her and how Peggy was unafraid. She said yes. And yes, we were charging for it. We set a fee. When
right.
we get you on as a regular, we set a fee. It's pay for placement. We guarantee a certain amount
mm-hmm.
of appearances on the show. But when we came to her with this huge opportunity on a network radio that wanted to have her on as a regular expert, she didn't flinch. So, Stacey, how did that work?
Well, Peggy was already prepared. As she was saying, she's been waiting her whole life, or working her whole life, for these opportunities. And she was able to provide topics, as she said, segment ideas, already prepared. We were able to bring these producers to the website. I was able to pull from the website the plethora of different ideas that you had ready to go. And that's really important for the media. They don't want to wait around for, hold on, I'm going to think of a great idea.
No, they don't want
to
hear you guys. Here I am, you figure
ready
out
to go.
The segment.
That's exactly right. And so Peggy had that all figured out,
mm-hmm.
You know, over the years of listening and working and with us. I mean, that's all ready to go. And so it was actually fairly easy when you have someone such as Peggy who does know what it takes to be the person. And radio, you're right, Peggy, the perfect place to, as you say, take your lumps or, you know, get that
hone your skills.
Practice ground, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
so
the frequency.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, the frequency of it was wonderful. And I want to circle back with that, Stacey, because the importance of having ideas ready to go, I'm sure, is part of what landed me the gig in
mm-hmm.
Hollywood. Yes, they loved my energy, my screen presence. I've been working on that, developing it. But when I brought them a printout of the last year of the radio shows I've done, and I explained that these were my ideas, I pitched the stories, I produced them, the radio host, Richard, is like, okay, what are we doing next week?
Right.
I'm providing these segment-ready mm-hmm. ideas. They said, they looked at each other and said, well, there's our next two seasons on
uh-huh.
TV. So it helps them. And that was just a real gem that you guys gave me. And I also want to say that you helped me, Stacey, on many occasions fine-tune those segment ideas. What
mm-hmm.
what does it mean? Well, it has to be timely. If there's a little bit of controversy, that's even more exciting for the listeners. And, you know, make it meaningful for them. So I have lots of ideas, but you both helped me refine and position those ideas so they made sense for the different media.
You may not realize is when I was presenting you, I hand-presented our experts to the show because I wanted them to see you the way I knew that you were. I didn't want them to go to your website and start clicking around and not really be brought through a strategy of presentation about you as a fabulous expert. So we did go to your site, the executive producer and his assistants, we went to your site together, and I knew your site so well that I was able to bring them through the conversion strategy that I knew would be very impressive and very influential. And one of the things they did love, you're right, they loved that you had so many segment ideas on there that you had actually done for your radio, for your weekly radio show, that they could see the potential, that you knew what you were doing. You wouldn't get in there and say, what's a segment? You knew what one was, and you knew how to engage an audience with socially relevant segments. That is, what are people talking about today? What do they care about today? What are they going to be willing to stay and listen to? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're really able to present yourself as a highly qualified expert with their finger on the pulse of society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the keys. So when I brought them through your site, they were very interested. They said, yeah, we want to see her.
Oh, that was a great call I got from you guys.
Yeah.
And they moved fast. I mean, you guys called me. I was in the office the next day. And then when the producers called me for a callback, it was the same thing. They called me 5:30 on a Thursday, and they said the executive producers want to see you tomorrow at 2:30. Are you ready? I said, you bet I am. And I was. I had my hair and makeup people already ready. I knew what I was going to wear. That's the other thing that I've learned. Annie, I love one of the audios you have where you recommend that the women keep their makeup bag in the car.
Right.
And that they have their TV outfit ready to go.
Right.
And I knew not to wear crazy patterns or shimmery makeup or jangly jewelry, and that also gave me another layer of confidence that I felt good about myself. I didn't have to worry whether my look was right. I could go in and just let my own personality shine. I cannot underplay that, the importance of feeling confident. If you're fidgeting and nervous, even if you are the most highly qualified person, even if you can deliver timely information, if you have a look on your face of deer in the headlights, you're not going to get past that first audition.
Well, that's true. And confidence comes from experience.
It really does.
It's from knowing you're good. And you're not born that way. You are not born, like, fabulous on TV. It's a It's a skill set people learn. And I know, I remember the teleseminar. We talked about how to be a great TV guest. And one of the things we said was look like the host at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to show up on a TV show, you got to look like you could take over in case the host doesn't show up. No problem. I'll take over.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we recommend radio, because radio, again, there's no lights, there's no camera, there's no action, there's no distraction, there's no microphones in your ear or clipped onto your clothes. All you have to do is focus on your message and your delivery. And here at Annie Jennings PR, we offer unlimited media training with our radio campaigns. And not only that, these shows are all high-level, top shows. I mean, they've got clout. When you're on a radio campaign with us, you excel to levels that you never thought you would really excel to. Because we have a formula. We've created so many experts over the years and expanded so many authors so they could live the life of their dreams that we understand what does it take to be fabulous on these top shows. And we the people are in our strategy with the unlimited media training allows them as much practice as they need to be fabulous on the air. So all they have to worry about right away is, I'm going to be fabulous on the air, and then I'm going to go to the next step of starting to get booked on local TV shows in various cities all over the country, and then I'm going to graduate to the bigger cities, and then I'm going to keep on going. From there, the only way out is up, people. I always say just keep going, keep moving to your highest level of achievement.
Well, Annie, one of the favorite quotes I have from you from one of your teleseminar series is you said, don't wait to be discovered. Insist on being discovered. That was an eye-opener for me. I knew that I had the talent. One of the other things I love is you say there's always room for talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually did think somebody was going to call me, and all I had to do was be enthusiastic and entertaining and educated and informed, and one day, the phone would just ring. Well, I learned from you that you have got to do your part. You have got to insist on being discovered, and that means getting your voice out, whether it's through print media, which I also did with you guys. I did a lot of online, blogging, and I was quoted as an expert. And this, again, these were media hits that people could look at and say, wow, if she's been quoted here, on the AOL Living or some of these others, I mean, they're actually a few. I don't even recall all of them.
I know there were so many.
That led to the radio.
Yes.
And there I was playing my part. And I cannot tell you how, even to this day, and it's been almost 3 years of a weekly segment, I am thrilled. And I'll say to my husband, it's showtime. And I get on the phone and I record that show that I have prepped for, that I've planned. I never wing it. I'm constantly reading magazines and on the internet to see what's new and refreshing and exciting, what people are going to resonate with. And to this day, Richard, the show host, continues to say, wow, I cannot believe these topics that you're bringing. You always have a unique spin. And again, I just want to thank you guys for reminding me how important that is to be out there, be a player, trust yourself, trust the process. The money was never an object for me. I joked to my husband, I would pay to be on this TV show, Even though I'm going to be paid to be the host, I would pay for the opportunity to get my message out to a larger audience. And I just want to let you know how deeply grateful I am for that, for your assistance and planning and guidance and support.
Well, that's wonderful, and I really appreciate it. We do a lot of success stories here because, Peggy Hall, you're just one of many success stories with our company. Yours is fabulous and fantastic, and your own TV show, host segment on a national show. I mean, the sky's the limit for you. But you know what else we dedicate ourselves to? And, Stacey, you can speak to this, too. Mm-hmm. Is we work with authors and experts who are trying to get their message out. You've written your books because of passion, because you feel it's your destiny. But do you really want to be all dressed up with a book and know where to go? If that's the case, that's where you want to come to Annie Jennings PR, because we know how to discover your voice. We know how to discover where your voice and your message meets media demand, hence market demand. And that allows you to get out there and change a few lives. That allows you to get out there and be seen as a top relevant national expert with their finger on the pulse of what society wants to know about now. So that's our strategy here. I mean, we've spent many years focusing on what does it take to make the client successful, to make the client happy. It's not about us. We know how to be successful. But does the client know how to be successful in their own world? And that's what we do, is we parlay our knowledge of success and we help clients create the correct business model, the correct media model that they can leverage into successes. We've had clients who come back and say, I never thought I could be all this happened to me after working with you. We have one gentleman who says, you know, before I was competing with many other consultants in my industry. He's a leadership consultant, and his real story is actually up on our website. And he says, now, when I go in for a meeting, they're not talking to any other consultant. They don't want to know anyone else. They only want to know me. The only question they have for me is, how much do we have to pay you to get you to work for us? Now, that's a nice position to be in.
You guys have always said media begets media, and it absolutely does. And it's not just media, but it gets you other gigs. I came home from my meeting with the executive producers, and this is like karma or something. There were two requests for interviews for me just out of, I say out of the blue, but it's because of all of the media building up. Mm-hmm. One is to be in a feature story of the most interesting people in Orange County, which is where I live, California, and the other is to be on a radio show, a top radio show in Australia. And
wow.
So here, I just feel like the whole energy changes when you take that step forward or when you take that step up. If I had been afraid to go for the interview, if I had said, oh no, I don't, you know, think I can do this or money's an issue, I truly believe that you begin to pull back from life and life begins to pull back from you. But when you open yourself to life, you open yourself to these opportunities, you follow your dreams, you're going to be living your dreams. And I just am so thrilled to be partnered with you guys because that really is your message. We share it.
That's wonderful. You know, I love that you're talking about not being afraid to say yes. Not being afraid to say yes is critical. You got to be in it to win it. I'm telling you, they don't come knocking on your door. There's 3 million other authors out there, people. That's the latest. The latest Bowker results show that 3 million books were published in 2010. That up from about 300,000 in 2002. That's a huge rate of growth. That's a lot of authors and experts all wanting to live their dreams. And you can. They can all live their dreams through our company, actually. But the thing is with that kind of competition, you've got to be out there standing above the rest. And they'll love that. You know why? Stacey, talk a little bit for us, if you will, about certainty. The certainty factor is so critical. And that means that people are going to look to you and say, if I hire this person or bring them in for an audition or spend the time interviewing them, will they most likely work out? And hence, that comes with certainty. And so how do we get certainty, Stacey?
Well, there's that third-party media seal of approval, which Peggy has obviously experienced in being the regular health and wellness expert for ABC Radio Networks, a national program heard coast-to-coast, almost 200 stations.
Which, by the way, she did get from us, just to remind people how radio begets other opportunities. Yeah.
So listen to how impressive that just sounded. And if you're standing there and you're trying to choose between somebody who is the national health and wellness expert for ABC Radio Networks heard coast to coast, almost 200 markets, and somebody else who does not have any experience, I mean, the choice is obvious. And so that's really important to also certain the other thing the certainty comes from is being reliable. And then, as Peggy said, prepared, ready to go. When you're called upon, you're there. You will deliver what they're looking for. You know what they're looking for. So all of that really factors into creating certainty that you're going to get the job done for the media. Now, we all know that if you don't get the job done for the media, the person who chose you to get the job done, their job is in trouble. So, you know, it's really important for the producers out there, journalists, editors, you know, that they know that you are going to do the job that they need to get done, and mm-hmm. that they're certain, and that they trust you, and you're creating that relationship through consistency over time. Mm-hmm. It's really important. It's one of our favorite phrases that we use here at Annie Jennings PR is consistency over time. And Peggy, you had that with this radio program. I mean, I'm just looking right now at your segments that you've done in the past 4 weeks. Best Snacks for Summer Slim Down, Are You Supermarket Savvy, Hidden Health Hazards in Your Home, Shocking News About Calcium Supplements.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to hire you to talk about
yes.
this? Wait, and this is one of my favorites. Get these healthy foods out of your kitchen.
Well, you know what else? And before I ask Peggy to give us her like words of advice to others who are listening right now and say, I want what she has.
Right.
How come she can get this and I can't? Well, first of all, we're here to tell you you can get this level mm-hmm. of success in your life. But before I do that, I also want to point out that Peggy never once said, what's in it for me? It was never, am I going to sell anything? Am I going to get new clients? How many hits am I going to get on my website? All that stuff doesn't matter anymore. What really matters is empowering yourself for your next level opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, Annie, I think of it in terms of media momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It's serious. Every time some new hit comes out, it leads to the next one. It literally is a momentum that picks up speed. It gathers energy, and it just grows and grows and grows. The reason I'm called America's Ultimate Wellness Expert by Women's World Magazine is because they went to the website, they saw all of the ABC radio shows I had done, they saw that I was the featured health and wellness expert for a national radio show. Well, who else are they going to ask to be in their column in the magazine? And then, of course, being called, I can use that moniker, and that leads to other things, and it just, it picks up its own momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so much additional media and PR that came from the work I did with you guys that I actually never even had to pay for. In
right.
other words, I paid for the placement for the ABC radio, but I got all of these additional opportunities that came, people coming to me because I was out there, they heard me on the radio, and these were things that you guys weren't tracking me down saying, hey, I know they called you, but you should... So it was so, in that respect, the value that I have received from working with you guys.
You said, yes, I'll take that radio. Yes, I'll pay your fee. Yes, I want it. You never once said what's in it for me, but you know what? All those other benefits that you achieved, we didn't charge you for. We want you to be successful. I want people to call you. I want Today Show to call you and say you want you on the show. I'm not going to charge you for that. I didn't get that booking. See, we only charge for things we are responsible for getting for you.
Right.
The rest, we want you to get that. That's called like the benefit of out there being out there doing all of these wonderful things for yourself.
It's fabulous, really fabulous. And, you know, I have done the traditional route. When I first got into business 10 years ago, doing health and wellness and fitness and yoga and nutrition, I hired a firm that was on a retainer, and they were all going great guns out the gate in the first month, the first 2 months, and then things began to fizzle. And I would get reports of media that they had contacted.
I call that the retainer runaround, where you feel great. The first month you feel great. The second month you feel hopeful because everything's pitched everywhere. You're getting these reports. You're pitched everywhere. Everybody's just like in a meeting or checking with their executive producers or whatever. And then finally, month three or month four or month five, you get the final report that says, oh, everybody passed.
That has no value to me. I can easily go online and find a list of health and wellness magazines. I don't need to pay several hundred dollars or thousands of dollars to have somebody come up with a list in the name of an editor. That had no value to me. The other thing I've done is I have done those ads in the radio magazines to be booked on shows, and I got lots of calls for internet radio shows and shows that were not a good fit. I have actually spent thousands of dollars to go to these PR events where you so-called meet the media and you meet the producers. Mm-hmm. As mm-hmm. it turns out, they're usually low-level producers. They themselves are being paid to attend the event. I came away with nothing but a big visa bill for my, travel. And actually, I felt really disheartened because I felt like I was passed over. And I had a lot of good things to offer, but I think it was not the right venue. And I would have been better advised to spend that money for a sure placement that I knew I was going to be having an interview, a top-level interview, or, as I should say, media placement or radio interview, and not the runaround with all of these.
Well, exactly. And you know what it is there? You're just one of a crowd.
Yeah.
You're one of a zillion experts. They're all blurred together. You don't stand out at all. And instead, at our company, you go through the process on a silver platter. That is, you're presented directly to the person who's making the decisions. And they have every reason to say yes. Why? Because we create the perfect presentation for you that totally fits with the profile of the show, and we demonstrate that you're a perfect guest for the show and for the show's audience. And that's every reason for them to say yes, and we go in with a completely prepared segment. At these events, where it's nothing but a herd of cattle or elephants trying to get through a keyhole
exactly.
of opportunity, you can't be walked through the door. There's just too much going on, too many distractions. For our company, it's one-on-one. It's one-on-one-on-one. You, me, and the media.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So in closing, I don't know, why don't we give some advice to everyone listening today who really wants the kind of career. They're professionals. They have an expertise. They've paid their dues. They've been in business for a few years. And they're really ready to get out there and get themselves discovered. So what do you have to say to that listener today who's listening saying, I want that. I want to do what she did. So.
You have got to go for it. Trust yourself, trust life, trust Annie Jennings, and really follow what's in your heart. My entire life, I've known that I wanted to be a teacher. But the reason I wanted to teach is I wanted to share things that I had learned to make people's lives easier. It better, so that they didn't have to struggle and waste time, money, effort, energy, and live with a sense of frustration. So I did that from the terms of, you know, feeling better health-wise, that leads to better happiness, and you can go do what you love in life. So trust yourself, follow your heart, go after your dreams, and it's never too late. I have to say, you know, I hit a milestone age-wise recently, and there was a little part of me thinking, well, I guess my chance is over. I didn't really go for it when I was in my 30s. I should have, you know. But you know what? All of that wisdom and all of the experience actually served me well, and I didn't turn my back on my dreams. Please, I urge people, go for it. Trust yourself. Do what I did. Step forward. Say yes. Open yourself to life. You really have nothing to lose. You're going to gain from each experience. You're going to tap into that media momentum, and you are going to be so thrilled that you have the opportunity to share your passion on a larger scale.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and that's what it is. That's where the joy in life comes, is just knowing that you made a difference. That's it. Living the life of your dreams is knowing that you made a difference. It's not how many books did you sell. Although media is very powerful in your overall business structure and business model, but it really is knowing that you made a difference and you were out there. You gave it a shot. You lived. You lived out loud. And that's what we do here. We just help you experience your goals and dreams and live the life that you always knew you had inside of you. And you just need somebody to help you expand and grow and become everything that you've ever dreamed you could possibly be. And Peggy Hall, again, is just one of our many, many clients who experience this outcome with our company. And in closing, Stacey, I want to thank you so much for being part of our teleseminar today.
Yeah,
Stacey's part of your growth. She heads the radio division, which is normally your first stop here at Annie Jennings PR, because it's establishing your voice. It's giving you that experience that Peggy talked about that gives you confidence and certainty. So radio is really important, and we have all different kinds of programs for, you know, different levels of radio for different levels of your experience. You quickly rise to a much higher levels based on the achievements that you have through our company. Also, through Stacy's division, you get unlimited media training, which is very important. It helps you become a really, really great guest. Anyone can be a great guest. It's a skill set that you learn. So be sure to check out our radio. We're at AnnieJenningsPR.com. And also, we have a lot of recordings. We're going to put this recording up here as well. And our recordings of real stories of clients, just like Peggy Hall, who have done and achieved this level of success. They've worked our ladder strategy. They never thought they could achieve all that they could achieve through our company. And that's at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm.